Hello there, this is Dan Mangan, and right now, whether you know it or not, your ear holes are tuned to 91.9 The Cave in Kingston.
No one's found an ocean funnel to a river, kind of made me younger, kind of made me shiver. There were monsters, I feared their stare. Search the basement, might find them there. Take off for the evening, get away for the weekend, 'cause the message that she's sending, it's the message you're receiving. We were new in town, we had matching eyes. There were days when you gave yours for mine. Now you might wait a lifetime, you might wait forever, just to hit me when I'm ready, kiss me when I'm clever. You were so happy, I could not help but cry. And you ask me for a reason, found a reason why. Though I am howling, I am howling at the moon. I am waiting, I swear. I'll be coming home soon. Yeah, I'll be coming home soon. I am howling, I am howling at the moon. I am waiting, anticipating, I hope there's some place to come home to. Some place to come home to. There's always some place to come home. Thank you.
Welcome back, guys. You are listening to 91.9 FM The Cave, here with your hosts Mara
and Court. You just heard the lovely workings of Dan Megan himself with the song Someplace to Come Home To.
So I hope you guys are all super excited because this next half hour is completely dedicated to one of the best out there, Dan Megan.
And we have an awesome setup for you all today. We'll be talking a little bit about how Dan's career all began to make him as successful as he is now.
We'll also have a little chat about our own experience with Dan Megan. We actually both had the privilege of meeting and working with him a little.
So stay tuned for some more magical music from our favorite Canadian musician, Dan Megan. We got Robots right up next, so keep it locked to 91.9
The Cave.
I don't know what you've been told, but I don't get out much these days. Waking young and feeling old, the days are no longer my own. To piss away the waking hours. But don't let them go. Don't let them go. To be loved by you, they want to be loved by you, they want to be loved by robots. Need love too, they want to be loved by you, they want to be loved by you.
Tune in to 91.9 The Cave, here with your host, Court
and Mara. That last song you heard was Robots by, of course, Dan Mangan. And right about now, we're going to talk a little bit about Dan Mangan, his life, some career choices, and some other fun facts.
Alright, so Dan Mangan is a 2-time Juno Award-winning Canadian musician from Smithers, B.C. His real name is actually Daniel Mangan, and he was born April 28, 1983. He's an indie rock folk singer-songwriter, and at the age of 16, Mangan started a band called Basement Suite, with classmates of his playing gigs at local community centers, and that's where it all started. Music became an obvious pastime for Mangan and his 2 siblings since instruments were always available at his house.
In 2003, at the age of 20, he completed his first EP, All At Once, during his second year at the University of British Columbia. He had settled in as a student of history, sociology, and English, but his commitment to music never wavered. His band consists of 3 jazz experimentalists, Gord Godina, who plays guitar, Kenton Lowen on drums, and John Walsh on bass. He picked everyone carefully, and he always tries to surround himself with people who are creatively inspiring.
Throughout university, he focused on his songwriting and playing open mics on campus and in small venues around town. With the help of family, friends, and a $600 grant from the foundation to assist Canadian talent on records, he recorded All At Once, printing 500 copies to give to friends and score gigs at local venues.
After graduating in December 2005, Mangan turned to music full-time, recording Postcards and Daydreaming. He recorded at a friend's home studio and borrowed his mom's car for what he calls the most horribly planned tour through BC and Alberta in 2006. The success came slowly for Mangan, playing small gigs for dozens of strangers to sold-out shows all around the world.
In March 2009, File Under Music released a short play recording called Roboteering, containing songs from Mangan's forthcoming album, Nice Nice Very Nice. It was recorded in Toronto at Green Door Studios with producer John Critchley. After 5 months, it was finally released in Canada. Years after, full of touring and with his second full-length release, he was starting to get noticed around the country.
The last record Dan made did better than him or anyone else thought it would. He feels that him and the band stumbled onto something great by accident, and that people really liked it. He feels that if they tried to recreate something that already worked, it wouldn't have the same effect, and the people wouldn't like it either. He believes it has to be sincere, relevant, and in the moment.
Oh Fortune, his last album released, could be taken as a sad or dark album, but musically it kicks with more ferocity and intensity that people would expect from Mangan. It debates melancholy while it anticipates incredible moments of glory and victory. It's not sad, just simply honest. Oh Fortune is more him lyrically and song-wise than anything else he's ever done.
After the releasing of Nice Nice Very Nice in September of 2009, he won Artist of the Year at the Juno Awards. And just recently, in 2012, he won New Artist of the Year and also Alternative Album of the Year for Oh Fortune.
Mangan is a slow writer. With all the fame coming his way, he had to learn how to write on the road. He'll write on napkins and put it in his pocket, put it in a note on his phone, or he'll even text himself. Dan believes he should be writing all the time, keeping it an ongoing process. Throughout his whole career, Sam Cooke was a huge inspiration to him.
Dan Mangan has worked long and hard to get to where he is today. But anyway, that's enough talking. We're going to get you guys right back into the music with Basket and Fair Verona.
So keep that dial locked to 91.9
The Cave.
We are young, we have years ahead, maybe we might fall in love, fall apart, fall apart before it ends. Well, we should try to start. So I'll go, but I'm telling you I don't wanna go. Could be stuck here and happy. So there's a puzzle I work on endlessly, and I've got the sides and all the corners, but there's a space. Yeah, there's a space. Lost some pieces I can't replace. place. So I'll be, but I'm telling you I don't wanna be just a wasted puzzle piece. We are old and our son took the dog away, and fair enough, guess we're tired all the time. All the time. And you know dogs, they need ample time outside. So I'll stay, but I'm telling you I don't wanna stay. So I'll brace myself against the wall and hope to God that I don't fall. My bones are worn, my hip won't hold. I used to be so young, how did I get so old? Won't you take my cane and hold my hand? You're holding on to all I have, just a basket full of memories. Losing more each day, it seems. But if I can make it to the street, I'll steal a car or a bike, whatever there is to steal. And it might get cold, I just don't care. I'm going till I'm getting there. I'll ride my steed all through this town till I have found your peaceful memory. Won't you return to me? Won't you return to me? Take shape of people we used to know, until we grow less fond of knowing. And we can ride in the night and discard all the facts on our backs, remembering the thoughts that we thought since we got over our parents. And if we go where we go and don't tell anyone where we're from, we can cut and paste the stars to our hearts and understand them. We won't spit with our mouths or draw lines in the dirt with our heels, and every single day we'll just wait and hope to see the next one. If we go down get home to my home. The thoughts are in my head, and my bed is full of things I left when I left earlier. And the light through the blinds and through the window pane in the lane where the fire is getting cold, for they have burned all of their belongings. And up the stairs there's a pair who like to be made sure that they were everything they are, for they are sadly mistaken. Now I forget how we met, those days have all passed. Now the cast is filing to the stage in a rage, taking their places. We go down to easy, my dear. We'll still be the heart of enviable, our peers and friends, my dear. To them will be has been, to them be roadways, to them be lost dreams, just posers posing bleak with our eyes, and we are goodbyes. And if that's what it takes, we'll both drink the Kool-Aid again till we've forgotten where our hearts have been. Till we've forgotten where our hearts have been. Till we forget just where our hearts have been.
Welcome back, all you cool cats. You're here listening to 91.9 FM The Cave with your host Mara
and Court. You just heard Basket and Fair Verona by Dan Megan. And now we're going to talk about our own experience with Dan Megan.
Courtney and I are actually event staff at the Sinem Street United Church here in Kingston. So we were scheduled to work on the night that Dan Megan was actually playing there. And we were both really pumped because we were big fans of him before that night.
I knew it was going to be a good concert, but I had no clue that it would be as incredible as it was. Hands down to one of the best concerts I've ever been to.
It really was amazing. I think the thing that I appreciated the most about the whole experience was the quality of his voice. He sounds exactly the same as he does on recorded versions of his songs. He has this really pure, emotional voice, and I was worried that when he performed live without any voice edits, that his voice would lose that quality. And like I said before, he sounds exactly the same live as he does recorded, which I really appreciate because I think that's a really rare thing in today's music industry.
After the concert was over, Dan stayed and connected with his fans, signing autographs and taking pictures. He was so humble about his fame, and he kept thanking his fans for their support over and over again. In fact, I read an article about Dan Megan and how his fans see him just as a big teddy bear, caring and sincere.
So after he was done signing autographs with the fans, and after we were done our own work cleaning up, we went over and talked to him. He was so sweet and so easy to talk to that after a couple of minutes, I completely forgot that I was talking to Dan Megan, famous Canadian acoustic musician himself. That was when he gave us the recording of him saying he was listening to 91.9 The Cave, which you guys heard earlier in the show. So if Mangan's ever in town, make sure that you go to that concert because it's definitely worth the money, and he's an amazing musician, and you will not regret it.
So this is it, guys. We came to the end of our show all about Dan Mangan. We hope you enjoyed every second of it, but this last song we have here is Sold. So be excited. This is actually one of our favorites. So keep it locked. 91.9
The Cave.
Suits have come for me. I found alternatives to honesty. Body and soul were bought and sold, patented and out of reach. So I reach, but it hurts, it kills, it screams, and it fills my heart with chills. And I take my pills, but I'm still tired of sleeping with the light on. If it keeps the hair out of my eyes, back it up and send it home. For just one stab at the good life, that's enough, and I'm gave up all my wretched thoughts and left them out for the less fortunate. Now at the gate, I'll skip the queue. Life's not living unless you're sure to make it through. But now it hurts, it kills, it screams, and it fills my heart with chills. And I take my pills, but I'm still sleeping with the light on. Oh. But if it keeps the hair out of my eyes, pack it up and send it home. For just one stab at the good life, that's enough, and I'm so. Go and pack me up, I'm sold. Go and pack me up, I'm sold.